the truth.
Professor James McKinney. Professor McKinney taught astrophysics at Cornell University. He taught mathematics at Cornell University. He should be teaching archaeology at one of these universities, but he's not. He is an advanced archaeologist, advanced to the point where foreign governments consult with him about matters of archaeology, the author of 13 books. His website's linked on my links page at thelibertyman.com, and a weekly radio talk show host. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, John. How are we doing today?
Good to have you with us, as always.
Thank
you. Well, Jim, the world continues to become more bizarre with each passing week, doesn't it, sir?
Yeah, absolutely. This barrage of indictments right now against anybody related to Trump.
Right.
And a lot going on in the background. I am aware of a lot of other people whose houses have been raided. And unbelievable things happening, especially the FBI. So what they're doing is they're just kind of cleaning house. They just have a hit list and they're just going down it to destroy the lives of anybody related to Trump. But the latest indictments, the big question is, why did this take years to develop when they had all this information literally years ago? And of course it is because right now the Iowa caucuses are starting, what they just happened, was it yesterday? I forget. The first candidates showed up at the state fair, which is the
over the weekend.
Yeah,
right.
That was kind of the kickoff of the next presidential election. All of the propaganda and everything that's where it really starts. So the timing clearly is to disrupt the upcoming election, but weaponizing the Justice Departments so it's really a bizarre state to see the country in. They're talking about exponential, using terms like that in terms of, the amount of legal activity going on, which it is. It's exponential. But it's just
absolutely
bizarre to
Jimmy
see.
Jimmy published, I think, 13 books.
Yeah.
Are you there? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Jim, you've published, I think, 13 books. I'm going to run something by you now. You're probably not aware of it regarding a book being published. The fires in Hawaii were from the 8th of August till the 11th of August. Right now on Amazon, there's a book about the fires in Hawaii that was published on the 10th of August. Can't make this up. How is that possible, Jim?
You can, in today's world of publication, you can get things out very quickly. Literally, and there are people who put books out almost daily, and it's a technique. If you can sell 10 books, and they have them like AI written, things like that. So, no, it's possible. And where's the book being sold? Is it hardcover in
Amazon.
Like bookstores? Amazon. Yeah,
that's
totally possible in today's world to publish a book in an hour.
Amazing. Well, the fact it was published before the fires were even out, I find rather unusual, to say the least.
Well, yeah, and there again, there's a video. What's this guy's name? I'm trying to think, Stepman or something like that. But anyway, he was a CIA operative. And he had three places where he operated in, like Angola, someplace in Africa, and like a European location where they had journalists, and then with Reuters. And he talked about how they would start an article. And one of them, for example, was where they were talking about Cuban men raping women in this country. And he said none of it ever happened. He said they simply made it up. Then the article was published in this little African country. Then it went to the journalist in Europe, who published it again, just the same material. And then it went to Reuters, because it had been published a couple other places. He said none of it was true. They just simply made it up to gain, public attention against Cuba in this particular whatever it was that was going on. But that's what's going on. And, of course, the big thing now is to dissuade the people from believing that the fires in Maui were man-made and the conditions were man-made. Now, you have a hurricane, which they can control, not making landfall. Imagine this. You have a hurricane right there. There's no rain. It's dry. It's fueling this fire with the wind going in the correct direction off towards the shore, and sits there for 3 days as the wind fuels this fire. And then the other thing is, this fire was very similar to many we've seen before, where there are cars. Every car in the street is burned to a crisp. And there are trees there right next to them that are not touched. You know, this is like, how does this happen?
Right. How does it happen?
Well, we can take a guess. But the fire has all the earmarks of, it was burned completely. It's not like it burned a path. I've been in Lahaina when I was young. That was a favorite place to go, and just, a beautiful place. But the people there refused to sell. And these big corporations were coming in, trying to force them to sell. And in today's world, there's no question that this was a induced fire, where the same type, where it had to be done from above, whether it's laser, whether it's an airplane flying up there with a laser on it. Nobody's really aware, but they burned this place to the ground on purpose. And there's no question in my mind that that is exactly what happened. As with California fires, you see the same thing, where complete areas where all the cars are burned up, and the trees right next to them are standing complete with foliage. And then you see there were aerial photos that people took from drones. And you see the pattern of where a laser would have gone around and just got everything going. So in my personal opinion, there's no question that these were man-made. They were it was designed to completely destroy that town. A lot of times when you see fires, it'll burn a path, not scorch a complete area. And it's like it goes up to the edge of Lahaina and then stops. Because, it's a tropical island. There's right. growth everywhere. And so it just like burned. Like if you drew a line around the housing of Lahaina, that's where it stopped.
Amazing. Your question or comment for Professor McKinney, just give us a call at 512-248-8252. Well, Jim, do you have an archaeological update for us this week, sir?
Yeah. This is an interesting one. Now, a few weeks ago, I talked about the announcement that footprints, and they've been studying these for a while, but it's became more of a major news story, that they found human footprints, like you and me type of footprints, not little Neanderthal man or something else, but modern human footprints that are tens of thousands of years old, next to woolly mammoths and saber-toothed tiger prints out in New Mexico, right in our own backyard. But what I want to talk about today is the amount of foliage. Now, look where these are discovered. You couldn't support a single mastodon in that area today. And there were, of course, herds of them. So the Earth had to be very different. It had to have had a very high carbon dioxide footprint there for that amount of foliage to grow. And then if you go back to the dinosaur time, when you had literally the entire Earth, now we find dinosaur bones today, like in Wyoming. And that's very typical, too, of these past eras, where the whole world was teeming with dinosaurs. And the amount of foliage required to support one of those, you know, those dinosaur on a daily basis, just staggering. And there's no place on Earth today that would even support a single dinosaur or a single mastodon, because there's not enough foliage. They ate a tremendous amount. And like with the buffalo herds, for example, which is a much smaller animal, they had to move. They depended on, this is a technique that's now used by ranchers, where they, in fact, in Africa, where they had a lot of, they were defoliating the area because of overgrazing. What they realized was that in historical times, there were many, many more animals there than there are by cattle today. And so you can't just leave the cattle in one area. You have to leave it. And then what happens is the cattle stamp down the grass, they poop on it. And then when the next rainy season comes, it turns that into like a mulch that things can grow on. And so you have to keep the animals moving. You can't keep them penned up in a small area. And that was the traditional concept of range roving. Moving the animals out on the open range. It was called open range. And in fact, there's a great Kevin Costner movie about that. But back to the mastodons next to the people, the point is that the Earth was a very different place. And how could here's the big question, how could the atmosphere change so drastically? And that's one of the things that happens during a large comet bypass, is that the atmosphere changes drastically. There's an interesting study that just came out. There's two professors, they're emeritus, one from, I think, MIT, and the other one, I don't remember where the other one was from. But they came out and publicly said that the global climate hysteria is completely false. It has no basis. And they show the lying with statistics that's going on by the World Energy Council and the World Climate Council and all these groups trying to fan the flames of global climate change. And what they did is they showed the atmosphere in past times when the most productive times of the Earth were when it had very high levels of CO2. And right now, in fact, we have extremely low levels of CO2. And and what happens is the Earth is self-regulating. If it gets warmer, there's more atmospheric water, and so it rains more and stuff grows more. If you take away the CO2, you have less foliage, and the world turns into a desert. So actually, by removing CO2, you're going to send the world into a catastrophic situation where it is desert. And so, the original point is that from an archaeological point of view, you have to understand that the Earth has been devastated by these mega disasters. And the only way that you can account for all of the different things that happen, including the vast amount of like flooding, like the addition of hydrocarbons, what we call fossil fuels, the creation of coal beds, all of this is a result, and the atmospheric changes, the changes in the megafauna, the animal life, the plant life. The only way that you can explain this worldwide is not by some little asteroid hitting the Earth, like an over in one little corner where most of that energy is absorbed locally, but by a large passing comet.
Well, Jim, the bottom line is more CO2 is better for the planet. Are you aware, sir, that the Department of Energy is spending more than $1 billion to have two plants set up in Texas and Louisiana to suck the CO2 out of the atmosphere?
Right. Now there's, I was in an XPRIZE. I was a finalist. And right now there's an XPRIZE with about 500 participants. And the goal is to remove CO2 from the atmosphere, and it's funded by Elon Musk. And this thing started its midterm in its progression. But just from a science point of view, they're very capable of taking large amounts of CO2 out of the atmosphere. And so if they're starting to set up these plants, they can do it, and the processes are very efficient. In fact, what they want to do is get, they call it the 18, I think it's 1880, the time before the Industrial Revolution, before the first train, the coal and fire, wood-burning trains, the CO2 level at that point. They want to get back to that point. It's very possible to get to that point, but you have to remember the Earth really didn't have... the Earth had a lot of old-growth vegetation, let's just put it that way. And there's a myth that somehow the Amazon jungle provides us with oxygen. CO2 is a very small component of our atmosphere, very small.
Right.
Oxygen is a big component, and we are actually burning oxygen to burn the fuel. So there's the other side of the story. Instead of talking about global climate change, what they really should be talking about is not burning up these inert fuels like coal and gasoline and petroleum-based products, diesel. And, of course, I'm working on hydrogen as one of my main efforts today, which should replace all of that, which is a very clean-burning fuel. The problem with hydrogen today is that they're getting it from natural gas and methane. And that's more polluting than those two combined. But anyway, the whole entourage of concepts being promoted by New World Order, basically, including the concept of CO2. And remember, they don't talk about it. You never hear anybody talk about or say greenhouse effect. But in talking about CO2, that's what you're talking about. The greenhouse effect has been disproven scientifically almost the day it rolled out by Carl Sagan. They had trouble with it. And the very simple answer is Venus has thousands of times more CO2 in its atmosphere than Earth does. And it's not a factor in heating the planet Venus, which is much closer to the sun, which only shows one side of its planet to the sun. It rotates very slowly. But the greenhouse effect never did work. It's not a scientific concept. And the reason is because in a greenhouse, you have a glass ceiling that prevents the air from going up. So sure, the sun is heating it up, but CO2 is not like a glass ceiling. If air is warm, it continues to rise. So it is not like a greenhouse. That is a myth, and it's been pawned off on the public just like flat earth or anything else that's rolling around today. But the greenhouse is a myth. It was disproven immediately when it rolled off Carl Sagan's lips. In like 1970, the late 1970s, because they had to try and explain the high temperature of Venus. Venus is hot because it's a new planet. But they couldn't say that, so they had to make up the greenhouse effect. And then they said, oh, this could happen on Earth. And then, that's where we got to where we are today.
Hold on, Jim. We got a break. Call number is 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details or visit 3DBunkers.com.
There's a point, 7,000 RPM, where everything fades. The machine becomes weightless, just disappears. And all that's left is a body moving through space and time. 7,000 RPM. That's where you meet it. You feel it coming, creeps up on you close in your ear. Ask you a question. The only question that matters. Who are you?
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by Liberator Rocket Heaters. Winter will be here before you know it. Seriously, it'll be Labor Day here in just a couple of weeks. You want to stay warm, stay cozy, and save money. Check out the Liberator Rocket Heaters. I'm the executive vice president of the company. We have these beautiful wood-burning stoves that have no smoke in stock, ready for immediate shipment. Building with Professor James McCanny, his website is linked to my links page at thelibertyman.com. Jim, please advise our listeners how they can listen to your show live and to the archives, please.
Yes, on tomorrow night, Thursday evening, and this has been going on for about 23 years, from WWCR Nashville, Tennessee, Tower Number 2, 6 p.m. Central Time, the James McCanny Science Hour at the Crossroad airs, and I'll be talking about a whole range of topics, scientific topics, commentary on various things. But the archives all on my webpage, jmccsci.com. And also right now we have a sale on the MR5 water filters. You can find those by going to John's page, grabbing a link there. So just letting people know about that.
Okay. Well, it's an education. You refer to your lectures as your radio shows as university-level lectures delivered in such a way that anybody would like them and appreciate them. Right, Jim?
Right, right. I found out that there's a lot of people who really support me, in fact, in a positive way. But then there's the NASA scientists who are looking for their latest publication topic, sitting in the back corner of their lab, listening online also, wishing they could be doing real science.
Well, Jim, as you and I are speaking, we have men and women at the Pentagon listening as well. I found out from a private source that my show is popular within the Pentagon. How about that?
Well, I've noticed too, John, there's a few callers that call in that are plants, and you expect that too.
Of course.
To try and, to steer a conversation anyway, but life in the big city.
Absolutely, absolutely. What direction would you like to go next? We got a break in about 3 minutes.
I wanted to get back to the Maui fire situation, and they're talking about death toll less than 100. They're just keeping that number under 100 to make it sound like it really wasn't too bad. But there are, I guarantee you, thousands and thousands, especially women and children and grandmas. There's a lot of elderly people that lived in Lahaina that don't have cars. And so the death toll had to be in the many, many, many thousands, including people who were in their cars trying to get out when the fires raged through there. So that's another thing that's going on here, is to keep that death toll down in the news media. But there had to have been, if you've ever been there and know those kinds of communities, the lots of poor people, lots of people without cars, transportation, and it's not something that you could just run from or walk down the street and get away from. So the real death toll, and to think that they're just going to wipe these people off as non-existent, is what's going on in the news media, is just criminal, absolutely beyond criminal, to not be reporting the actual death toll. They're talking about missing people and they're keeping them on missing. Well, how are you going to identify people in a fire like that? They can't. And the also the local news media, there's like local Maui Lahaina newspapers who can't get information from the police or from other organizations there. They're being stonewalled. So a lot's going on in the background relative to this, and they're just trying to smooth it over like it was just a natural event. And many, many different aspects of this. There are a lot of people talking about this. I saw a commentary on a show called Redacted. People should listen to that. That's one of the better shows that I've seen online. Many other ones. I saw an interview of a woman who was a journalist from Lahaina who has been totally stonewalled in trying to get information. So but the death toll had to be in the many, many, many thousands.
Many a thousand. Well, I believe the official death toll is about 106 right now as of this morning.
Yeah, they're keeping it down there. They'll let it creep up a little bit, but no. Plus the disastrous effects on the lives of those people who survived it.
We have a problem in our break. We have call number 512-248-8252.
The truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Liberty Man. My aches and pains are making it hard for me to sleep at night. Ugh, what's a girl to do? Signed, Sleepless in St. Louis.
Dear Sleepless, I recommend Energy Cleaner. The Energy Cleaner transmits a healing electrostatic signal to every cell in your body, flushing out toxins, relieving pain, aiding with sleep. The Energy Cleaner is sold exclusively at my website, thelibertyman.com, and Sleepless, there's a bonus. Signed, The Liberty Man.
Thanks to the Energy Cleaner, I'm sleepless no more. And let's just say there's plenty more going on in my bedroom than dreams and snoring. I've got to go. He's at the door.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Antelope Hill Publishing is America's leading publisher of dissident books, bringing you a wide variety of new translations and original works on every subject, from the funding behind the transgender movement to firsthand memoirs of World War II previously inaccessible to English-speaking audiences. We publish books that mainstream publishers won't touch, full of information that challenges the political status quo. Whether you count yourself as a political dissident, student of history, connoisseur of philosophy, or enthusiast of exciting and thought-provoking fiction, you owe it to yourself to check out our catalog. With exclusive offerings like The Transgender Industrial Complex, Solzhenitsyn and the Right, The Open Society Playbook, Opioids for the Masses, and many more, there's something for everyone. And new titles are added every month. Check out our catalog today at antelopehillpublishing.com and use code RBN Readers 2023 for 10% off your order. That's RBN Readers 2023 at antelopehillpublishing.com.
Fix bayonets.
Nicole Colgren, wherefore many men have gone.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. My website is thelibertyman.com. A lot to learn there, a lot to educate you, inform you, entertain you at thelibertyman.com. Products will help you achieve your goals of being independent, independent with heat, independent with food, and to get your life back when it comes to health issues and pain issues with the Energy Cleaner. So check out the Energy Cleaner, the mattress pads that go with it. Keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. Visiting with Professor James McCanny. His website's linked to my links page at thelibertyman.com. And, Jim, we got a couple of callers on hold. You ready for some callers?
Well, try it.
Okay. We got Charlie in Florida. Good morning, Charlie.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. Professor, I had a couple of questions. First, I'd make a comment. I was listening to a woman who was talking on Twitter, and she was over there in Hawaii, and she said that she knows one that she talked to personally, a fire rescue person, who said he has removed at least 80 bodies himself. So
yeah.
We know that, so we know the death toll's got to be higher than 110 or whatever they're saying. I mean, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, that's one. That's one guy. That's one guy who multiplied that by 500 people working in the area. No, it's absurd. That 106. They're keeping that number down to keep the public reaction down. And this is, by the way, let's go back to Florida. Probably over a decade ago, there was a whole series of crisscrossing hurricanes in Florida that just destroyed complete trailer courts, just blew them off the map, and they just wrote them off. You know, mainly elderly people. And, you know, so a lot of those people were individuals that didn't have family, or maybe family was in other places. And, you know, collectively, those people were not able to get together to ask the real questions. How come all these people got blown away in a storm, in these series of storms, and not accounted for?
Yeah, it's just crazy. I don't know.
And, just while we're on the topic, there were no warnings. Hawaii has a instantaneous telephone where they could send out messages. Remember, a couple of years ago, there was there was an aerial attack, rockets coming in, nuclear war was imminent, take shelter, and it was a false alarm. But it showed that Hawaii has this capability to send messages to cell phones. They have this capability. And they didn't do it. They didn't use that. And then this clown that's in charge of their civil defense said, the sirens were burned in the fire. Well, wait a minute. The sirens are supposed to go off before the fire. You know, they weren't working. They were shut down that day. Couldn't answer any questions. So, you know, this was a coordinated attack where nothing worked correctly. People were not warned for the maximum amount of damage because the people who did escape, they lost all their livelihood. They had a lot of small businesses there. Maui and Lahaina especially ran on street vendors, small businesses, people working in little shops. And now, you know, the people are already saying they're getting calls from big corporations trying to buy their land for pennies on the dollar. That's what it's all about it, because the New World Order wants to build Hawaii. The governor of Hawaii, his name is Green, oddly enough, is working with the New World Order, the World Economic Forum, to build these islands into the new concept of like the modern city, where you can walk every place, everything is there. And they can't do it with places like Lahaina, which is already existing with poor people living there. They've been trying to get Lahaina. They've been trying to buy Lahaina out for decades.
Yeah. No, anyway, I agree 100%.
Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I agree 100%. They call them 15-minute cities or smart cities. But everything's controlled in them, you know.
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
And including what will be controlled in them is when they come in, if they do come in with this new digital type currency stuff, you know, that's going to be all, you know, nothing based on nothing, no gold, nothing, you know, currency. They can shut your currency off if you don't, you know, if you go outside your 15 minutes.
For your social score.
Yeah, yeah, right.
So anyway, did you had another question?
Yes, sir. I'm this morning on the show. Chance, who has the food, makes food, dried foods and stuff. He said that he had stumbled across an article or something that was talking about Antarctica. The ice, big glacier down there, is breaking off. And it looks like if it breaks off and melts, it's going to cause the sea levels to rise about 100 feet. I was wondering if you've heard anything about that, and I wanted to ask you what you think. I have a theory that if there's Planet X or is moving into our atmosphere or moving, getting closer, it's heating up under the fault, heating the Earth up. because of the gravitational effects on it.
No. There's nothing right now that's going on. There's no Planet X things going on. So I'm not sure. I don't listen to everything. So I'm not sure what people are saying, but no. I'm sorry, but nothing like that is going on.
Okay, no, that's all. I just wanted, because I live in Florida, and I'm kind of concerned. I mean, if we're going to have sea levels rise that much.
On the next break, I'm going to take a look at a few things here. But okay.
Okay, thank Charlie. You. Thank you for your call. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Let's go on to our next call. Sherry in Kansas. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning. A couple of nights ago, I was listening to a nationally syndicated, a radio station on an AM radio, and the guy was talking to someone at their affiliate station in Hawaii, and this guy said that those sirens are tested once a month, and if any of them malfunctions, they're fixed immediately. So I just don't buy it either that they didn't go off.
Well, the guy that
they were
had,
all broke at the same time.
The guy that was talking, apparently, and I don't know what his position was in that system, but he was blinking and looking off camera, and he looked like he had a pole stuck up his butt, to his expression, trying to fidget and fiddle around, trying to answer real questions, and of course he wouldn't. He was like, well, but just disgusting. No, but they're... especially in a place like Hawaii, you have volcanoes, you have fires, you have hurricanes, you have all kinds of things you don't have in other places. You have landslides, you have tsunamis, especially for a place like Lahaina, right on the coast. You have tsunamis that could come in from Japan. You could have tsunamis that are created locally. To imagine that these systems just didn't happen to work, including the telephone, the cell phone system, on top of that is totally independent. So, the idea that there were no warnings at all, which would have given people that extra 5 minutes to get out of there, the whole thing stinks from top to bottom. And, of course, I don't know what more to say other than there's some serious criminal activity going on, and it's being aided and abetted by the U.S. military.
Yes, it has to be.
It has to be. And then there are many reasons for understanding that.
Hey, John, you were talking about the CO2 and stuff, and I know that... and I have one of your heaters, and I was thinking about how one would run an experiment, say if you had one down in the basement so you'd have the proper draw, and then, maybe duct it into a greenhouse at ground level, and... just to run an experiment, of course, I know it's carbon monoxide, but it does really put off very little. Like you say, that sometimes you can smell it, usually, but you can't see the smoke. But it'd be an interesting experiment to watch to see if...
I would not put the exhaust gases into a greenhouse. I simply wouldn't do that, Sherry, not at all. You invent those to the outside.
Yeah. Have you ever, put a sniffer up there at the factory to see what the reading is?
Well, the EPA has done that on our behalf, complete testing. And we can probably get copies of that testing results if you need them.
Well, I was just curious because there's another guy that calls in, Tom from Utah, that talks about, you know, that it does take very little carbon monoxide to really hurt. And I understand that. I just thought it'd be interesting if you could see what.
Well, there's no testing. All the testing has been done. EPA rates these stoves at 99.5% efficient. But you want those gases to go outside the structure, not keep them inside at all.
One more comment. You know, maybe this thing about the claiming that this iceberg is, or this piece of ice is trying to break off down there at the Antarctic, maybe it's because they're probably using nuclear power down there with all this whatever's going on down there.
No, these things... this happens like regularly.
Yeah.
There again, nuclear using nuclear power. There's not. I don't want to even comment on this stuff. So let's move on, John.
Okay, let's move on. Sherry, thank you for your call. About 4 minutes before the next break, Jim.
There's a Russian spacecraft that just landed on the moon, and they're talking about the great pictures it's sending back, but they're all black. They're all dark. There's really? Nothing to see. And, of course, that will change with time. But my comment is that I don't think we've seen the real lunar surface. We've seen a number of nations, including the U.S., of course, that have shown pictures of what the, you know, things on the moon. But I don't believe that that's what the moon looks like with this quarter inch of perfectly like dust scattered perfectly even on the surface of the moon. That's not what the lunar surface should look like. So anyway, anxious to see if they're going to send back real photos of the lunar surface. And it was interesting. There was this was another incident of an XPRIZE where they had a competition to land on the moon. And just before the thing got there, all of its systems failed at once. The rockets, the retro rockets slowing it down, the telemetry, everything else failed. And oddly enough, NASA was the interim in there to communicate with the spacecraft. And I don't think they want people to really know what the lunar surface really looks like. So it's one of those things that goes way back. Because if you just understand outer space and what's going on there, the lunar surface would not be this nice flat plane with a perfect quarter inch of dust on it. Sorry, that is not what the lunar surface looks like.
So what does it look like, Jim?
Well, there's regions that are recent volcanic, for one, if you know what lava looks like, and various forms of lava. That would be one. And very irregular, not this nice, smooth, you know, living room carpet view of the surface. So I can't really say exactly because it would vary from place to place. But the idea that you go to all these different places, and that's what the lunar surface looks like with this perfect quarter-inch level layer of dust on it, sorry, that's not what it looks like.
Well,
that's the Stanley Kubrick warehouse video version from the 1960s everybody's using.
Of course, as I like to point out, the Hubble Space Telescope's been taking photographs for nearly half a century, and they can't find a few minutes to point this thing at the alleged lunar landing site, can they?
Right, or how about the James Webb telescope? You could read the lettering on it, you know?
Right.
Same thing. No, that's all smoke and mirrors.
Amazing. Amazing. Well, the cover-up continues, doesn't it, about the alleged moon landing?
Well, anyway, yeah, let's move on. It's funny how indignant people get about things, you know, like, say, global warming or the moon landing, things that are absolutely on their surface, or if you peel back the first onion layer, just absolutely absurd. But it's just, I got to give the people credit who are in charge of disinformation. They're doing a great job.
Absolutely, they are. We are our last caller. We got a break. We'll be right back.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org. And click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Company will fix bayonets! Bayonets! Attention!
All right, we're back. Jim, let's see if we can fit one last caller in here. We got Jim in Michigan. Morning, Jim.
Jen. Jen.
Good morning, Jen. John and Jim. Just a quick question. Hello?
Go ahead.
I was going to say, Jim, is it your belief that we never really did go to the moon?
Well, okay. I have it on my webpage. It's an unverified scientific claim, okay? There's a standard in science. It's called third-party independent verification. It's never been done. The only people who have ever claimed to know about this is NASA. They've had their own verification process, the Lunar Reconnaissance Orbiter, which brought back pictures that are worse than your cell phone could take. So NASA is the only person that's ever made this claim. So it's an unverified scientific claim. That's the official statement. And okay. That's what it is.
Jim, we so thank you for the call. We're out of time, Jim.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Wrap this up. Go ahead.
If you go back in time, years and years and years, about every year and a half or 2 years or something, this claim that the Earth's level, ocean levels are going to rise, go back and just search ocean level rise due to ice breaking off Antarctica. And this claim is made every couple of years when a piece of, and this is not the biggest one ever. The claim that, ocean levels are going to rise, and it simply doesn't happen. So go check out the historical references to this same exact thing going on. But anyway, because remember that ice, a lot of it is already floating in water when it breaks off. So, that's the amount that's above water, and about a very high percentage of the ice is already underwater when it breaks off. Remind people that listen to my radio show Thursday evening, where I add a lot more material and become water independent. So that's it, John.
Okay. Well, good way to conclude the show. And if people want details on your analysis of the moon landing, that's at your website, isn't it, sir?
Yeah, that's my official statement. It's what it's always been. So people ask me the question specifically. I wasn't there. I was in a college classroom when that was going on, and believed it too. It's an unverified scientific claim, and that's what it is.
Absolutely. Your final comments, sir. We've got less than 60 seconds.
Oh, okay. Well, the world is becoming a strange place. This Merrick Garland announcement about the Hunter Biden laptop thing and moving it off to special counsel, he's reading it. You could see him reading it. He was scared. He was nervous. He could hardly read and get it. He walked away without any questions. Very strange. But the whole Hunter Biden laptop thing is a big smokescreen for all the other stuff that's going on. Kids of these congressmen and everything. It's just a huge smokescreen for lots of other stuff that's going on right now.
Well said, Jim. Well said. Well, thank you, sir. We appreciate it, and we look forward to having you back next Wednesday.
Thank you, Dan.
Okay. Top of our break. We'll be back with Jeff Nyquist. Stay tuned.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.